Now this is the fifth book. That's in 1937, October 20th, in Krakow. Oh my Jesus, let everything that is in me praise you, my Lord and Creator. And with every beat of my heart, I want to praise your unfathomable mercy. I want to tell the souls of your goodness and encourage them to trust in the mercy. That is my mission, which you yourself has entrusted to me, O Lord, in this life and in life to come. You know, the relics of Faustina will come in here for a couple of weeks. That's the true relics of her books. They're the first class of relics. That's very unique now. No more anymore in the world. Of course, Hong Kong is one of the places. So when you come here, I don't know how to make it, to make sure nobody can steal it. So next week, I hope you can have a keys on the relics. We are beginning an 8-day retreat today. Jesus, my Master, helped me to make these holy retreat exercises with greatest fervor possible. May your Spirit guide me, O Lord, into the most profound depths of knowledge of yourself and of my own self as well. For I shall love you only as much as I shall come to know you, and I shall despise myself only as much as I shall come to know my misery. I know, Lord, that you will not refuse me your help. I decide to come out of this retreat a saint, even though human. Human eyes will not notice this, not even those of the superiors. I abandon myself entirely to the action of your grace. Let your will be accomplished entirely in me, O Lord. First day, Jesus says, my daughter, this retreat will be uninterrupted contemplation. I will bring you into this retreat as into a spiritual banquet. Close to my merciful heart, you will meditate upon all the graces your heart has received, and a deep peace will accompany your soul. I want the eyes of your soul to be always fixed on my holy will, since it is in this way that you will please me most. No sacrifices can be compared to this. Throughout all the exercises, you will remain close to my heart. You shall not undertake any reforms, because I will dispose your whole life as I see fit. The priest who will preach the retreat will not speak in a single word which will trouble you. Her words, my Jesus, I've already made two meditations, and I recognize through them that everything you have said is true. I'm experiencing a profound peace, and this peace flows from the weakness of my conscience. That is to say, that I'm always doing your will, O Lord. In the meditation of the goal of man, I understood that this truth is deeply rooted in my soul, and that my deeds are therefore the most perfect. I know why I was created. All creatures, taken together, cannot take the place for me of the Creator. I know that God is my ultimate goal, and so in whatever I undertake, I take God into account. Oh, how good it is to spend a retreat close to the most sweet heart of my God. I am in a wilderness with my beloved. No one interrupts my sweet conversation with him. Jesus, you yourself have died to lay the foundations of my sanity, as my cooperation has not amounted to much. You have taught me to set no store on the use and choice of created things, because my heart is of itself so weak. And this is why I have asked you, O my Master, to take no heed of the pain of my heart, but to cut away whatever might hold me back from the path of love. I did not understand you, Lord, in times of sorrow, when you were effecting your work in my soul. But today I understand you, and rejoice in my freedom of spirit. Jesus himself has sent to it that my heart has not been caught in the snares of any passion. I have come to know well from what dangers he has delivered me, and therefore my gratitude to my God knows no bounds. So many times God saved us from the dangers we do not know. We just complain. Whatever we ask or given, there's so much things that are void for us and we don't know. Second day, as I was meditating on the sin of the angels and they immediate punishment, I asked Jesus, what angels had not been punished, had been punished as soon as they had sinned, as we have shared last time, I think. I heard a voice. Because of the profound knowledge of God, no person on earth, even though a great saint, has such knowledge of God as an angel has. Nevertheless, to me, who am so miserable, you have shown your mercy, O Lord. And this time and time again, you carry me in the bosom of mercy and forgive me every time that I ask for forgiveness and a contrite heart. So this is pride. The evil spirit is out of pride. They need it close to the Lord, you know? They know everything. They enjoy all the beauty of the Lord, except their creator. Only God is creature, that is a creator. That's the creatures, once again, the Lord. Only one thing in life. Of course, we can many things. Still, we are still alive. But you take away your life on your away, the one thing. Profound silence engulfs my soul. Not a single cloud hides the sun from me. I lay myself entirely open to its rays, and that his love may effect a complete transformation in me. I want to come out of this retreat a saint, and thus, in spite of everything, that is to say, in spite of my wretchedness, I want to become a saint. And I trust that God's mercy can make the saint even out of such misery as I am, because I'm utterly in goodwill. In spite of my defeats, I want to go on fighting like a holy soul, and to comport myself like a holy soul. I will not be discouraged by anything, just as nothing can discourage a soul to his holy. I want to live and die like a holy soul, with my eyes fixed on you, Jesus, stretched out on the cross, as the model of my actions. I used to look around me for examples and found nothing which sufficed. And I noticed that my state of holiness seemed to falter. But from now on, my eyes are fixed on you, O Lord, who are for me the best of guides. I'm confident that you will bless my effort. In the meditation of sin, the Lord gave me to know all the malice of sin and the ingratitude that is contained in it. I feel within my soul a great aversion for even the smallest sin. Somehow the eternal truth I have been meditating on do not bring even a shadow of disturbances or unrest into my soul. And although I take them very much to heart, my contemplation is not thereby interrupted. In this contemplation, it is not transport of the heart that I experience, but a depth of peace and a wonderful silence. Although my love is great, I experience an extraordinary equilibrium. Even receiving the Eucharist causes no feeling, but brings me to depth of union where my love and God's love are filled together as one. Jesus has made known to me that I should pray for the sisters who are making the retreat. During prayer, I learned of the struggle that some are undergoing, and I redoubled my prayer. In this profound silence, I'm better able to judge the condition of my soul. My soul is like clear water in which I can see everything, both my misery and the vastness of God's graces. And owing to this true knowledge of itself, my spirit is strengthened in deep humility. I expose my heart to the action of your grace, like crystal exposed to the rays of the sun. May your image be reflected in me, O Lord, to the extent that it is possible to be reflected in the heart of a creature. Let your divinity radiate through me, O you who dwell in my soul. As I was praying before the Blessed Sacrament and greeting the five wounds of Jesus, at each salutation, I felt a torrent of graces gushing into my soul, giving me a foretaste of heaven and absolute confidence in God's mercy. I forgot, we have read this last time. I put it. Now we are continuing. O merciful God, you allow me to live. Give me strength that I may live a new life, the life of the Spirit, over which death has no dominion. And with that, my heart was renewed, and I began a new life, my still here on earth, a life of love for God. Nevertheless, I do not forget that I am weakness itself. Though I do not doubt even for a moment that I will obtain the help of your grace, O God. Fourth day, O Jesus, I have been feeling extraordinarily well, close to your heart during this retreat. Nothing disturbs the depths of my peace. With no eye, I gaze on the peace of the misery of my misery, and with the others, on the peace of your mercy. During Holy Mass, which was celebrated by Father Andres, I saw the infant Jesus too, with hands outstretched towards me, was sitting in the chalice being used at the Holy Mass. After gazing at me, penetrating me, he spoke these words, "As you see me in this chalice, so I dwell in your heart." So, she sees little baby Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. And that's how she received, through the Blessed Sacrament, the baby Jesus. Quick confession. After giving an account of my conscience, I was given the permission I asked for to wear the bracelets for half an hour every day during the Holy Mass. The bracelet, I don't know what's a bracelet. Maybe make uncomfortable something for penance, no? For during Mass for half an hour. And in time of difficulty, to wear the belt for 2 hours. The belt. A kind of, you know, sacrifice things. Not easy to wear, not your belt. The belt, something sticking, you know, make you uneasy. The priest says, "Sister, persevere in this great faithfulness to the Lord Jesus." Fifth day. When I entered the chapel this morning, I learned that Mother Superior had some trouble on my account. This hurt me very much. After Holy Communion, I leaned my head on the most sacred heart of Jesus and said, "Oh my Lord, I beg you that all the consolation that I am experiencing through your presence in my heart be poured out into the soul of my dear Mother Superior, who has had some trouble because of me, and this involuntarily on my part." You know, because of her, the Superior suffered. What I understand is the Superior believed that is inspiration from the Lord, but not all the other sisters, no other priests, maybe not even the bishop. So, just because of her, you know, don't know how to treat. Jesus comforted me, seeing that both our souls had benefited from this. But I beg the Lord to deign to spare me from being the occasion of anyone's suffering, as my heart could not bear this, even involuntarily causing pain to other people she doesn't want. O white host, you preserve my soul in whiteness. I fear the day when I might forsake you. You are the bread of angels, and thus also the bread of virgins. Jesus, my most perfect model, if the eyes fix on you, I will go through life in your footsteps, adapting nature to grace, according to your most holy will, and your light, which illuminates my soul, trusting completely in your help. Particular examination. Unity with the merciful Christ. Because I'm united to Jesus, I must be faithful always and everywhere, and I must be interiorly united with the Lord, while exteriorly observing fidelity of the rule, to the rule, particularly that of silence. 6 day. Oh my God, I'm ready to accept your will in every detail, whatever it may be. However you may direct me, I will bless you. Whatever you ask of me, I will do with the help of your grace. Whatever your holy will regarding me might be, I accept it with my whole heart and soul, taking no account of what my corrupt nature tells me. When Sam was passing by a group of people, I asked the Lord if they were all in a state of grace, because I did not feel his sufferings. Then Jesus says, because you do not feel my suffering, it does not follow that they must all be in a state of grace. At times, I allow you to be aware of the condition of certain souls, and I give you the grace of suffering solely because I use you as an instrument of the conversion. Sometimes you suffer because someone sinned, and she suffered to offer for the other person. But sometimes she feels no pain. So she asked Jesus, is everybody in holy state? Jesus said, not necessarily. Only some person. She was given the role to offer this suffering. Where there is a genuine virtue, there must be sacrifice as well. You see, all virtues, there must be sacrifice. If you say you are obedient, then you have to do some sacrifice. One's whole life must be a sacrifice. Whole life must be a sacrifice. It's only by means of sacrifice that souls can become useful. It is my self-sacrifice which, in my relationship with my neighbor, can give glory to God. But God's love must flow from this sacrifice, because everything is concentrated in this love and takes its value from it, that word of Jesus. Bear in mind that when you come out of this retreat, I shall be dealing with you as with a perfect soul. I want to hold you in my hand as a pliant tool, perfectly adapted to the completion of my work. So we finish here today. So wonderful message is very important today, is sacrifice. Without no virtue, all virtue is together with sacrifice. You just tell ourselves, we follow Jesus and we just reluctantly doing well what we are supposed to do, you're not following Jesus. It's not any virtue. So when you are tempted to do less, or tempted not to be good in love, be careful. So we have a such great day, and Jesus for today. And ask Mr. Faustina to get in, because she promised, you know, on earth and next time always be the secretary of the American people. The teacher is outside already. So, our Father in heaven, good be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven.
Yes. grace, the Lord be with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and the hour of our death. Amen.
I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended into the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father,
I offer you the body and the soul and the divinity of your dead and the Son. Our Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, for our sins, and those of the whole world,
for the sake of His own holy flesh.
Have mercy on us, O Lord.
For the sake of His own holy flesh.
Have mercy on us, O Lord.
For the sake of His own holy flesh.
Have mercy on us, O Lord.
For the sake of His own holy flesh.
Have mercy on us, O Lord.
For the sake of His own holy flesh.
Have mercy on us, O Lord.
Have mercy on us
in
the
whole
world.
For the sake of His own
glory. Have mercy on us in the whole
world. Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of His own glory.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
For the sake of His own glory.
Have mercy on us in the whole world. In the name of the Father, I offer you the body and the soul and the divinity of the Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We have one before our sins and those of the whole world. Have mercy on us in the whole world. Have mercy on us in the whole world.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
Have mercy on us in the whole world.
Have mercy on us from the whole world.
Have mercy on us
from the whole world.
Have mercy on us from the whole world. Have mercy on us from the whole world. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and the soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
Have mercy on us from 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 the whole world.
Have mercy on us
from the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and the blood, soul and the divinity of your dear beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in the atonement of our sins and those of the whole world.
Have mercy on us from the whole world.
Have mercy on us from the whole world.
Have mercy on us from the whole world.
Have mercy on us
from the whole world.
Have mercy on us
from the whole world.
Have mercy on us
from the whole world.
Have
Inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, so that in difficult moments we may not despair but become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen.
Come, Adonis, grant us praises. Bow to Christ, the source of grace. He received the ancient promise of God's heavenly dwelling place. Sight is blind before God's glory. Faith alone.
Resurrection, where we come to eternal joy. We ask this in the name of Jesus the Lord.
Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary, most holy.
Blessed be the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete.
Blessed be the great Mother of God, Mary Most Holy.
Blessed the Holy Immaculate Conception.
Blessed be your Holy Immaculate Conception.
Blessed the Glorious Assumption.
Blessed be your Glorious Assumption.
Blessed the name of Mary Virgin and Mother.
Blessed be the name of Mary Virgin and Mother.
Blessed Joseph's Most Chaste Spouse.
Blessed be Joseph's Most Chaste Spouse.
Blessed be God in His angels and in His saints.
Blessed be God in His angels and His saints.
Thank you.